Officials say federal and state grants, combined with private and public partnerships, have gotten at least one broadband provider in most rural areas. Public Service Commission of Wisconsin State Broadband Director Tithi Chattopadhyay says they're now working with those residents, teaching them how to use the technology. For example, they'll show a small business the economic benefits of setting up a website.
I think we're moving in the right direction. Of course, access is part of the issue, but we're working on making sure more people adopt the technology and utilize the technology effectively.
But there are still some small pockets in western Wisconsin that have no broadband providers. Wisconsin State Telecommunications Association Executive Director Bill Esbeck says 100% broadband coverage is the goal, but there are limitations.
The population densities and topographies of some areas of the state may make it very difficult for the business case to make sense for a wired product.
Maria Alvarez Stroud is the director of UW Extension's Broadband and E-commerce Education Center. She says sometimes local leaders have to change existing regulations to make it easier for internet providers to establish service.
This is the electricity of the time. The communities, they're already struggling in very rural areas that if they don't have the broadband that they need, how are they going to convince their kids to stick around?
Alvarez Stroud says better internet coverage can give the state a major economic boost. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.